be seated. Pamcho Montrasi. People of God, how are you doing this morning? We thank the Almighty God for bringing us this far. This morning, I want you to pray. Pray asking God to let you understand whatever He is bringing to you this morning. I want you to pray. Pray and ask God that He should come and speak to you. And whatever He speaks, may you understand in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, is there anything you do which you know it is not right before God? Bibi wo hono mo a wo ye a wan ka se wonim se sa de no onyame enso nyame ani ana se enye e wo onyame anim. Is there anything that you do which you know by yourself that this particular thing that I do is not right before God? It can be between you and other people. It can be between you and God. Is there anything like that in your life? Is there anything like that? If your answer is yes, then today, God is telling you through His servants to repent, change, and believe in the gospel. Hallelujah. Se bibi o hono mo awoye awo nim se enye wa urade animu a anopai onyame nam ne somfo so e ka kire wo se sakra wadwen sisa wadwen na gi asempa ni di. Hallelujah. You see, to repent involves the act of assessing or reviewing one's own attitude, actions, and behavior, and speech, and taking a decision not to go back to that wrong commitment again. Say, yeah, can say, repent. Today's message is repent and believe in the gospel. See, you can't say repent. It means that you yourself, you sit down and then you assess all the things that you do. The ones that you do to God. The one that you do among people. You assess yourself. And if you see that there is something wrong, then you say to yourself that, no, this thing that I'm doing is wrong. And I will change from doing this. Se bibi o hono mo a o ya enya wan kasa obetrase na wadwea na wahu se sa ade wo ya me ye enye awurade anim etetwa se me sisa madwen. That is repentance. Me sisa madwen. You see, when we talk of repentance, it's not a mere remorse. Enye se bia maya de wo na manu me ho. So we be now no one. That is not repentance. For repentance, you accept that you have gone wrong, and then you take the decision to change from that particular thing. So today's sermon says, repent and believe in the gospel. And as we just read, the story of Jonah. According to the Bible, Jonah was sent a second time to the people of Nineveh. Why do we say a second time? A second time because he was sent a first time, and for the first time he did not go. Instead of going to the east, he decided to go west. And God, in his mercy, prepared a fresh and new submarine to carry him back to where he has asked him to go. And so the word came to him a second time that he should go and speak to the people of Nineveh. The Bible says when he goes there, he is to tell them that within 40 days, that city of Nineveh is going to be overturned, is going to be turned upside down. And if you can come, someone can come, you can be a far Jonah, and you see, Onyamia Semino say, Onyamia Semino, Eba Jonah and Chain, and prayer a tossu meenu. Eba and Chain and prayer tossu meenu because a kind of not Semina Ban and Chain, Ama, or decided Sebabia, yes, Uncle. Into wanko na wanko ni tino onyame nso ema apata bi be mene no e de koto ba bi a onyame asoma ne se onko no. You see how wonderful our God is. So onyame ka se opese wo ye dwumadie bi a, or if he wants to use you for anything, you can take any decision that you want to take, but God can still use you for his purpose. Hallelujah. So according to the Bible, when Jonah got to Nineveh, the response of the people is can be found in Jonah chapter 3, verse 5. There it says, and the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least. This is very incredible. So, when Jonah got there, gave the message to them, they received the message and they believed. Jonah drew one out there, seven man one. What did you say? Now, when you say, yeah, I said, my boy. See, I am be here. They better here and here. So at that time, they decided to say, Sanatia, dear, you know, you're a horse. You're a country. Bible say that particular account, you know. Omo ye ya ma emwa nyina eso echi sa konji ni bi. Even animals were included in the fasting. And when God saw what they did, and when God saw what Nineveh did, according to chapter 7, verse 8, the king himself arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, sat in ashes, and issues a declaration that all of them are to fast. The results of this turn away from all evil made God relent in destroying them and gave them a chance. People of God, if you repent today, as you hear the word of God and turn from all the evil things that you have been doing, God will have mercy on you and give you another chance. Hallelujah. Onyame asem se nini before no ti asem no na omunya adwen sakra na wo brɛ wo ho ase na wo ye won adwen se sa na te dia obɛyia konche wo sre nyame no onyame ehun wo mɔbɔ. Na onyame sisa na dwen a na wo pese oyɛ ewo mo ho no enu ti minu anom sɛ wo nso a wo tie onyame asɛm yi sɛ biibi wo ho no mo a wo yɛ a wo nim sɛ ade na wo yɛ no enya de papa sɛ wo yɛ atie nipa sɛ wo yɛ atie nyankopɔn sɛ wo sisa wo dwen a onyame de bɛkyɛ wo na onyame bɛhu wo mo bɔ. Hallelujah. Still, the question comes again. Is there anything that you do which you know is not right before God? So we share abraba awobo. Say ne wuli do life no. Enti bibi wo ho no mo a. Wan kasa hu se sadie we ami ye. Enya de papa he se mi jai. Se sa ne tie dia. Mi woni na twen ho firi ho. Bompa ye srewrade. Na wo srewrade a o de be chew. According to the story, when God had mercy on Nineveh and forgave them whatever he has decided to do to them, according to the Bible, Jonah became angry and said, God, this is what I told you when I was in my country. And this is the reason why I did not want to come. Because I know you are a merciful God, you are a forgiving God, and you are going to forgive these people. God, if that is the case, kill me, let me die. And then let me live again. I don't from the Bible say. A brother Jonah go can't say me chair one no made a chair woman. Jonah bufu ye. No can't say, a rade. Sa usuba in tio. I rather say I suba in tina. Me won't crow me kaya no. Now me can't say. Me pese my baby. If you say me say. We ye mobro humfo. Na wado ye dosu. Na sa ni pay. Me kasem le chira oma. Ode be che wong. Adofo no mo. Asa chire ne se. Enyo wo biya. Wo wiya si biya. No pese. Obwani ya waye no. Nyame de che wo. Ebinom pese o nyame twi waso. Some people want God to punish you. For your sins. But today. I pray that if you repent of whatever you have been doing which is wrong, God will forgive you. Hallelujah. Now let us come to the ministry of Jesus Christ. In the ministry of Jesus Christ, he called people to repentance. So the Bible says that, now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee. Proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Bible says, Jesus is free in the Bible. Satan money at St. John, and not to prison. Now Jesus by and that's the man who can say, I'm we do it on sacramaging. Na munyi asempano eni. Hallelujah. This is the message for you today. It is very simple. Na me sure so obi aso te ase se. Emre na wiedu. Nti onyame ma. Won sakra madwen. Na onyame ahinie no ne mre aso. Hallelujah. Na se won sakra madwen a when you repent, don't end it there. But continue to believe in the good news. Do you people believe in the good news? I am sure that if you do not believe in the good news, you will not come and sit here this morning. But it's because you believe in the good news. That is why you are here this morning. But it could be that you may be here. You believe in the good news, but you don't do according to what the good news wants you to do. A bit mamba say, what the hampa, what the assembly didn't in our bar. Now, so a bit mamba say, Abrabobi a wobono, and yen near a sempana person away, and I don't know. What is the good news? What is the good news? The gospel or the good news is that Jesus Christ came to this earth. He was born into this earth. Or he was born into this world. He died. He was buried and rose again on the third day. But he has now ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand side of God, the Father Almighty. And he will come again to judge the world. Adofonomo asempano enu eni o. Asempano enu ane se. Ye wu Yesu. Emane ba asasi so. Obe wu ye. Yesie no. Yesie ni ye very important. Na da to sumi ensano. Yesu osori firi awufuo mu na ene wa focus ro otie ja ni nsa ni fa so na obesan ababio abebu enipa akunta. This is the good news asempa no ni nyina ni. And do you believe in this good news? Number one, do you believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth? So, number two, do you believe that when he was on this earth, he was crucified and he died? Do you believe that? Number three, do you believe that Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus went to Pilate and begged for his body and buried it? And on the third day, he resurrected. Mary Magdalene saw him, Peter saw him, 500 people who were gathered at the same time saw him, the two guys who were walking to Emmaus also saw him, so many people saw him. Do you believe that? And then you also believe that he ascended into heaven. And whilst he was going, the people were looking up. And an angel told them that, men of Galilee, why do you look up? This Jesus whom you see going up will come in the same way as you see him go up. He will come in the same way to judge the world. This is the good news. Do you believe this? Not everybody believes this. But those who believe this and repent of all that they are doing will be saved. Hallelujah. I know that today you will be saved because you believe in the gospel. We have been told in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12, that there is no name that has been given by which man can be saved. The only name that has been given by which man can be saved is the name Jesus Christ. So without the name of Jesus Christ, it's not possible. There is no salvation for anybody. So as for verse 12, thank you so much for projecting it. Also, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. So there is no other name. The only name that we have is the name of Jesus Christ. And so whatever you are doing, if you want to be saved, then this morning, our team says, repent. Turn from all the bad things that you have been doing. Then believe in the good news. And you will be saved. Hallelujah. You see, to believe in the gospel, one must first of all repent. Say, one sakra wa gwenya. Na se uguswa na woye boni de woye na no na ugusu ye se tembia bufo na wo so akayo na woye bibia woye because whatever evil thing that you are doing, if you don't repent of that, so one sakra wadwe free no ho a enkwaje no ebe ye di asempa no obete nanso oti a na afa happy. This morning it is my prayer that when you receive the good news, you meditate upon it. O dream, now the assembly see what come. Send a Mary this year na come. But if you are able to do that, then you are assured of salvation. To repent involves total turn away. Emphasis on the word total. And yes, bia uye bijebi. bibia wo ya wodim se nye bia no otwe ho efri ho. Hallelujah. People of God, to be able to receive salvation, let's look at the way of the people of the Nineveh. When the king heard the news, they repented. And this is a clear example of repentance. So, if anyone wants to actually repent and believe in the good news, these are the steps that you are supposed to follow. Number one, you must acknowledge the sins committed. Se onipa, opese wunya adwen sakra. Na sa adwen sakra no echi no, utimi etie onyame asem. Na onyame asem no tena wo mu a, ese se wo gye wo bonne tum mu se. Na ye sa abone we. Na me sakra madwen afre ho. Enye, okay, if you say I've sinned, then I'm sorry. So I will say, my abonia, and yet, my name is home, and I said, Patcho. So because I, if I can imagine a bonia to me, who say, my abonia? But that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you yourself sitting down and realizing that I have sinned. And so I want to turn away from that sin. So one kasa will trust and one kasa will say, Sadie we are me ye, and yet it means sakra ma jing a free home. That is what I'm talking about. And when you realize that, the next thing that you have to do is to confess that sin. When we say confess, confess simply opening your mouth and saying that Radin Yan Kupon, me ankasa megitum se ma yesa boni we. And then you ask for forgiveness. Enti Radi fachemme. Hallelujah. People of God, do you confess your sins or you don't? According to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And then he will purify us, or he will cleanse us from all uncleanness or from all unrighteousness. Say a permanent a kanye boni na onyame wa eti nini or ye no kwafo or de boni no ebe chayen. Na obe chayen hu efri de entini enyinem. People of God, se onipa uda so wa sa si sui de ye nya so abofo yet eti e den a onipa be ye boni na se wo ye boni a opose na woman say ube kunse ampa sadia me ye ye nye maye boni manu me ho urade fa cheme na nya dwen sakra say sa boni no unye bio obi oho ah obe ye boni no na unya enu ho bia. The difference between the Christian and the non-Christian is that when a Christian sins, immediately, he recognizes the fact that he has sinned. One will say, "Uti ma ye bibi." Now we yes ade no. At once now, already, ade ami ye de entry ye. If you say, "Oh, nimna so bi draw our attention," you accept. I am pa. The whole kanye no kremi chitum na minim say ma anye ni ye. That is the Christian. Anna, the only Christian you know, so no. Say, oh, yeah, Bonina, and I say, oh, yeah, Bibia. Now, if you would draw to your attention, a man who said, oh, no, mama, you're big, or you're pompous. Now, obey Tiam and Arsenal. Now, we need to say, and Cassa and Cabewano. Sister bi twem sister nen kan no sister nen ye hwe me na na ah he de ye chire na me na na so ye fe ma me akusu foru wa area ho bia ni so wonye ana ge ni se he ma akusu foru wa me ka tro bia ni se area ha de wo de wonye me de me wo de ba me so a eh Ube who say, Marie de Rue, Nanyan Abba. My name goes up for me, Cassatro, me Catro. 24/7, Mamma's wife, me de Marie de Rue, Nanyan Abba. Menana say, eh, sir, and they made the old Bamma's wife. Ube mini piao. Now we are no worry, hammer. Hallelujah. I feel good, no? I Na, mami ba akubi su jina nchang, wasi mwa kusia. Na, se mwe fa ho ben, wasi mwede enfa mi ho, ne bonwa, metene kankan, no? Enti na ya na mami kebi. Wahu se, onyanuhu, menana no, onyanuhu biya se, wayo bi boni yo. Tese, ena wawo, west na, odi ba, Odebe shia wa ma wahu se ne de mi ankasa makope ne de shia me mi wa onipa ne nyae ne hallelujah that's the mark between the Christian and a non-Christian and then one aspect of repentance is that if it is possible you have to restore the wrong that you have done that is restitution Say, will you be born? Now realize, say, my yes, I nipa will be born. One of the mark of a Christian, and he said, you try to restore Adokono. Say, Nisika na Kuria, Obasa Nisika, then Akomano. The Bibi na Akofaya, you return. But Adibo Honomayana, and yet possible, say, will be restored. It's in say, if it is what? Possible. Say a possible. Then you record you re Spazana Yer now Kofano obey the restore. And little America say if it is possible. But when we believe in the gospel, when we believe in the gospel and we repent, God will forgive us. God will forgive us and he will have mercy upon us. You see, when we confess and we ask for forgiveness from the Almighty God, and just as he turned away from the people of Nineveh when they confessed their sins and fasted, God will do the same thing for you. So in the same way, in Jonah chapter 3 verse 10, the Bible says, when God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them. And he did not do it. So, when you confess your sin, when you realize that this thing that I've done is a sin before God, and you confess it, you ask God for forgiveness, God will forgive you. And God will turn his wrath against from you. People of God, according to what we read in 1 Corinthians, Paul announced that The time for the second coming of Jesus Christ is drawing near. And this world, this present world, is passing away. The world is not going to be as it is all the time. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. 1 Corinthians 7, 31. Those who use the things of the world, as if not engrossed in them, for this world, in its present form, is passing away. For this present world, in its present form, is passing away. Do you believe that? This is part of the good news. Do you believe that? You see, sometimes, you know, yeah, do you say, the same thing. The bia be sorry akwadwuma ne abafie ne aba sorry ne akoseya, but sa quotation we ne say, for this world in its present form is passing away. Ujidi pa in probably bring you. That is why people do things the way they just want to do, because not being non country and say, "Say we are so we are what team we are so we are become." A better than we are so we are come. This time, I feel no yamia do mea. Yama me admission. I'm a PhD. Samuel yamia do mea mania admission. I'm a nursing. Ebe Jessica Papa Bino, is it the NSA we are so we come? Saturday, I'm Mississippi hotels over Ghana. Now, me dear Jesus, capable. This is the serious way. You see, people don't think that this world is going to pass away. But this morning, the word of God is telling you that whatever evil thing that you are doing, repent. And then believe in the good news. And part of the good news is that this particular world in which we are living right now will one day pass away. But me there na me enye pass away no kwa ne him a onipa wo ye den a mfanto aso. Hallelujah. Se minya opportunity say wo ho na me kanya me sama akira mo a ya na me ye very much in say obeti asem no na waji asem na di. Now, dear Samuel Bobra, and Tina and I said, Me too, was not my point at the natural. Now, meaning, sir, and yet, men are make us some natural. And now, a baby, you never won't grow grown or the assembly, a baby, a juma, a woman. And Unty, and my old baby, what dream bad buses? Eh, I do, we dear. Me shall not make me home free home. Because at least, and then one thing he cried, what he say? So boni bi na oya jai, chungu free ho. Neji asempano edi, na asempano eno na edi obeko da enkum. Neka he say we are see where ye timu in its present form no, enye sada. It will be a dream. Then, Posse, we are sinning, young say, ya. Dacro, Unyame, overfro. It will throw up. Now, Master Mamma, they can't last. I can't say, baby, our friend, many pacono, dear, eh, too. Eh, day, I will back with the Obeyaco. Hallelujah. Baby, they are, eh? Anna. Ede obi abede asempa no madam fu be se ohu obi akwa awasan aba nti obi akwa otimi ko nti ono so kwa obede obekọ ampa obekọ And I mean, I'm sure as a baby, I'm a corner, too. Your paradise, honey, oh, Hades, war. To uncle paradise, yeah, oh, Hades. Hallelujah. People of God. May they never ask someone ever, you know. As someone person may come, now may they not say, me, baby, and say, so, oh, Tessa, if we are see way at this time, if you are living in this world, believe that there is God and worship God and obey the commandments of God. When you die, you go and there is no God. What have you lost? But whilst you are on this earth, if you don't believe in the good news, repent and believe in the good news, you die and you go and see that, hey, say now there was God. And I'm a man to me and worship in the air. And also resource in any day way. Which is which? Because I'll say, actually, my bad guy be. My bad guy, and I say, ah, Papa, the old kind is reasonable. Which means, I say, no. And they are being reassessed. And I am reasonable. And I am reasonable. Mr. Alpha, I am not why. I find myself reasonable. Now, what you are saying, repent and believe in the good news. May our repentance be real. And so we will be able to believe in the good news. And our attitude and our behavior will draw people closer to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, today through your servant, you have spoken to your people. All that you have told them is that the time is drawing near, and so they should repent and believe in the good news. Father, I pray that this is a seed that you have sown through your servant into the hearts of your people. Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, let these words fall into a very good soil in the hearts of your people, and let them know that this world in its present form is passing away. So whilst they are here on earth, they lead their lives as you desire. But Father, we know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So I pray that you help your people, help your children, so they will be able to do as you wish. Father, add your blessings unto this word that the people have heard, so that they will be able to repent and believe in the good news. We thank you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.